Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio, the radio show where we talk about how authenticity can enhance every area of your life. And what is authenticity? To me, it's being who you really are. It's being the real you, which sometimes we hide under layers, under masks, under fear, under low self-esteem. We hide behind these things. We don't want people to know the real us because we're afraid that they're going to see our flaws. Well, guess what? You are who you are, flaws and all, just like I am who I am, flaws and all. None of us is perfect, and life is so much better, happier, peaceful when we are who we really are. Thank you for joining us today, and I want to invite you to check out my website. I have a couple of new things going on there. It's lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com. And one of the things I have going on my main page is a giveaway. I am giving you 21 Days to Self-Love free program. It's 21 videos that you can sign up for, which will take you through 21 days of tips, of processes about how to increase your self-love. And I would love for you to have it. Just go to my website front page, click on there, and give me your email, and I'll send it out to you. The other thing, Museum, that I'm promoting is what I call my Dare to Be Happy group. I created a group called Dare to Be Happy where we go in together, it's a community, and we raise our happiness level. We raise our vibration together. We encourage each other. We do affirmations. We do all sorts of things to just increase each other's happiness. So check that out on my website. Just click on the link that says Dare to Be Happy. Now, today I have a very special guest. I'm really excited to have her on the show with me today. Her name is Michelle Wozniak, and she's an intuitive energy coach, a natural health educator. She guides others to see how amazing they truly are by helping them realize the power, energy, and spirit that already exists within them. And one of the things that I found fascinating when I met Michelle a couple of weeks ago is that she does these beautiful, amazing energy drawings. When you went on the website today to click on the show, if you look through the slideshow there, you can see some of her drawings, and we're going to talk about some of that today. Welcome to the show, Michelle. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here today and talk to you and your listeners.
Very good. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about how it is that you came to do what you do to help others.
Sure. Well, throughout my entire life, I've always been extremely fascinated by how powerful our minds are and the healing energy that is already within us. And I grew up with a very strong intuitive sense that there was more to this life that needed to be discovered and seek out for my exploration. And I had very strong connection with spirit. And so they always gave me very thought-provoking ways and messages to fuel my hunger to want to search and seek out what I needed to find out in my life. And even in high school, like I would be sitting there at the lunch table talking to my friends, and I'd have out-of-body experiences. And I still have them to this day. And those were just like incredible ways to help me feel the expansiveness of our energy and everything. But the one pivotal point for me was after experiencing the tragic, just heart-wrenching experience of losing my precious best friend to suicide. And this is what how I truly understood how my life experiences would catapult me into awakening and really understood my gifts then. Because after she had passed, she became within me. In spirit, and I could communicate with her fully. And through that process, we both had to work through a very tearful healing movement to where we could just find peace in what happened. You know, she mm-hmm. needed to find peace to move on with her amazing experience, you know, and find peace with the earthly world. And then I needed to find peace in the grieving and not being able to help her and just the tragedy of suicide. So she gave me the gift. I had to turn it around and realize she gave me the gift of finding my sole purpose was to share and help others find their inner peace. And wow. after this all happened, I understood the importance of my work. So at that time, I was becoming a Reiki healing practitioner, and I understood how critical it was for my clients to completely grasp the emotional thoughts behind their pain in order to truly heal themselves. And so I decided, you know, just came to me to marry that with a vision of what I was receiving while working on them. So with that, I came up with I added the intuitive drawing, and it has become a very powerful tool because people can actually see visually what is holding them back from enjoying their life
wow.
completely. The drawings can show how your energy flows through your body and it moves out through your body and is expressed out into the world. And then also it can show limiting blocks and messages from angels and guides, and also revealing your life direction can come through the drawings. And it also helps people, too, when they can feel like their answers to their questions are actually visually shown to them, like, why do I feel so mm-hmm. depleted and tired? Why? What is stopping me from being successful, losing weight, achieving my goals, finding true love, and most of all, just being happy? And physical ailments also can show up in the drawings, where a huge common one is where people have like shoulder pains or knee pains. And mm-hmm. and when they can visually see how their energy is affecting these body parts with their emotions and these thought patterns, then they can really be able to release them and work on that process. And so they've just become very powerful tools in my healing work.
Wow, you bleeped out for just a second when you were saying that the drawings are the visions that you're seeing as you're working with your clients. Is that correct?
Yeah, so what I do now, instead of doing the drawings while I'm working on them, I do the drawing first, and then we meet together and then go over the drawing, just so I can have full concentration of their energy and receive mm-hmm. everything from them.
Very nice. That's actually fantastic. Like I said, I had never heard of this type of technique before, and I'm a very visual person myself, so I can certainly see the value of being able to see a drawing and to see where the energy is flowing, maybe where it's not flowing. So where the energy is not flowing as well could be areas where there's pain. Is that how that works?
Yeah, like the biggest question of, like, especially women that come up is, like, why do I feel so depleted and tired? You know, I'm sharing my love with everybody. I'm doing this and that. And it's like it visually shows them. I mean, it's like an aha moment when they can see that their energy is literally coming down, going over their shoulders and bouncing out. You know, they're not emanating that love within them. And if we don't fill ourselves up, but we have to, the whole purpose is to fill ourselves up completely with the beautiful energy that we are and then elevate the vibration. We're not supposed to mm-hmm. bring it in and shoot it out right away. It's supposed to fill us up first. We're supposed to resonate that, and then we can elevate the energies, because when we give people our energy, it can't necessarily stay with them, you know, temporary,
right.
And then they're going to want more
right.
and so forth.
Yes.
So we need to elevate it to help elevate them.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And like you said, women, we are such givers. Women are such givers. And a lot of us have been taught from childhood to just give, 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 and never really taught to have self-care, you know, to take care of our bodies, to take care of our energy. That hasn't been taught to us. So it's a wonderful thing. It brings awareness to the fact that if you have a coffee, a cup of water, a cup of anything, but the cup is empty, and you're trying to give from what? From little droplets at the bottom. That's how our bodies are. That's how our spirits are. So that's very wise. I love that. Absolutely love that. Michelle, what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
The biggest thing I want people to understand, that life is meant to be enjoyed. And when they can truly release themselves from the thought patterns that are holding them back, they can live life to their fullest, because we're all here, we're all players in our play or drama that you want to call this life experience, and we're all here to help each other, be it an antagonist or be it somebody that is like a little, like almost like an angel blessing. We're all here to help each other wake up and release these patterns that are holding us back and really live in our hearts and really thoroughly enjoy our existence.
That's great. And it's so true. Life is meant to be enjoyed, and that's not a message that you hear much. You hear a lot of people saying life is hard, life is tough.
Right.
You know, all
right.
Our rewards are in our next life, you know, when we leave our bodies. But I love that you say that. Life is meant to be enjoyed. And we don't have to live with certain things like pain and depression and disease. We can choose a different path. You know what I love most of what you just said? You said we're here to help each other and even the antagonist that comes into our life. What a brilliant comment that is, because we always see that antagonist or the person who's bothering us as not belonging in our life, as why are they here, where did they come from, go away. You know, that's how
right, go away.
And so, you know, I have the perfect example that I have to give now because it's coming so strongly to me. I live in an apartment complex, beautiful apartment complex, and there is a lady downstairs now who is house and pet sitting for my downstairs neighbor, and she is a chain smoker, a heavy chain smoker, and she's been here for weeks. I think she's leaving in the next few days. And so I live in Southern California. There's no air conditioning in my apartment, so the only way to get air in is to open the windows and the sliding door. So I have been struggling with not being able to open my door, my regular door, my sliding door in the front because of the smoke. I open it, and then as soon as the smoke starts, I close it. And so that's been kind of my battle for 3 weeks since I got back from Florida. She's been here 4 or 5 weeks. And so I'm like, I want to get rid of her. You know, I want to get rid of her and her smoke because I'm so allergic to smoke, and this is not good for me. It's not acceptable to me. But you know what? In that antagonism, like you just said, I love that word, I discovered something. What I discovered is I had not been fully appreciating the beauty and the comfort and the joy of having this place, my own place. Mm-hmm. And so even in the antagonism, and I'm not liking the lesson, I'm not enjoying the stuff, it's almost over, but there always is a lesson. So I'm so glad that you said that. That's absolutely lovely. So how do we begin to release ourselves from those thought patterns? You just talked about thought patterns that are holding us back from living our best mm-hmm. life. What do you think is maybe the first step that we can take to release ourselves from those?
The biggest way to release yourself from the negative thought patterns is you have to identify them. So it's critical because this allows us to become the observer of the patterns, and then we can analyze where the root cause is coming from. And then when we can do this process, we can change our perception and look at things differently. So, for example, like in a drawing, you have blocked energy in your throat. So you find that when someone is bothering you, upsetting you, you don't use your words. And so what's going to happen is if you don't free that, you can end up with some sort of disease in the throat, you know, or some problems or so forth that can stem and lodge in that area. But when you can mm-hmm. see that through the energy drawing, and you can understand that you have to use your words, you have to empower yourself with your words. And it's not that you're being mean or anything like that, but just using them and using your voice will help you find empowerment. So when you're able to identify that there's a commonality between each of the people that you're meeting or each of the situations that are causing your throat to just clench up and stop talking, then you can try to be the observer and really look at that and think, how do I change that? You know, how do I turn this around? How can I help the person also that is making me feel that way? Because that's another thing, too. We are here to share the experience. So when we're able to, say, not allow somebody to be constantly taking from us, we are not allowing them to be the enabler we are not going to be the enabler anymore. We're going to stop them from being codependent. You know, that's when we need to use our words and speak up, because we're helping them as much as we're helping ourselves. So it's a dual action where we're teaching each other and then being able to identify those problems. I had one client too. It's kind of amazing. It just so happened to coincide right before we did his energy drawing, as he had severe shoulder pain. He was wanting possibly to go to the doctor and you know, get a shot or figure out what was wrong. But as we did the drawing, he totally realized why he had shoulder pain. And it was completely from this negative thought patterns that he had experienced through his life. And then by him being able to see that and understand it and know where that feeling's coming from, it empowered him to be able to take his healing into his own hands. And so he was able to really work through the process, you know, and release it all.
That's absolutely fabulous. And that thing we're talking about, the throat chakra, I remember that when I began my path to authenticity, one of the things I had to work on was the fact that I was not willing to speak up. And that was because my job in my life was to be a nice person. You know, I didn't want to rock the boat, as they say. I didn't want to make waves. I wanted everyone to like me. And so I would go along with a lot, but be angry inside, you know, and not speak up about things because I didn't want to cause a commotion or have somebody upset with me. So when I began to do that and speak up for myself, like you just said, Michelle, I felt very empowering. I felt like a new person. And that was actually the beginning of me completely changing my life around. That's absolutely fabulous. Well, we're going to take a quick break for one of our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Get unstuck and reach your greatest potential in life, love, and career. Ignite your power to weave your dreams into reality. Akasha offers psychic readings, spiritual healing, and mastery mentoring to help you clear out the clutter and live your life purpose with clarity. Creating a life you love begins within you. Self-mastery is life mastery. To learn more, visit PureSoulExpression.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio with special guest Michelle Wozniak. She's an intuitive energy coach and a natural health educator. So, Michelle, we've been talking about things that you do and how you help people, and you know the name of the show is Dare to Be Authentic. Let's talk a little bit about what authenticity has to do with how you help your clients and what you've learned in your own life.
Yeah, I think that for me, it's kind of, especially with the drawing, being able to draw and see the beautiful purity of the energies that we are and getting people to understand that and receive these powerful messages through the drawings, it really helps them discover their true authentic self. So it's kind of like you could take like an overlay, you know, one of the clear acetate overlays and pull up, you know, any of the negative energy that's blocking them and just see this beautiful energy that they are and really get down to the core and really help them empower their lives.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I like the getting down to the core and to getting down to who they are. And I love the part about that, the awareness, like that gentleman you were talking about with the pain in the shoulder and how he received so much self-awareness and just awareness that whatever it is he was doing, whatever blocks he had, were causing physical pain in his life. And, you know, that's one thing, too. So many times we just put up with physical pain. Mm-hmm. Oh, my back hurts. Mm-hmm. Oh, my neck hurts. Oh, but we don't pay attention to it. But that pain is telling us something. So I think it's wonderful that you have a process by which we can look at that pain, physically see in the drawing what's happening, where it's coming from, and that gives us the opportunity to clear it. I think that's fabulous. Very nice.
Yeah, it can be a very powerful tool.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us how to get a hold of you. I mean, I'm sure many people are interested in hearing, you know, about getting a session with you, doing the drawing. I like that you do it ahead of time. I know that you put a lot of yourself into this because it's not an instant thing that you're doing while you're coaching. You do all this preparation ahead of time, like you just said, and then you present a drawing to your client and then do the session. So I think that's fabulous. How does one get a hold of you?
You can either visit my website at soulinsight.com, and Insight is spelled I-N-C-I-T-E, or you can email me at michellelifecoach11@gmail.com.
Okay, very good.
So and then
Soul
you,
Insight, yeah, I love that. Soul
correct.
Insight, SOULINCITE.com. Make sure to go check Michelle out. She is absolutely fabulous in what she does, and you will not be sorry. If anything, you'll be shouting for joy. So that gentleman was able to clear that pain as well. As he began his process, the pain in his shoulder went away. I'm so curious.
Yeah, actually, he never even went to the doctor. And then the nice thing about it is that considering this is a process, you know, I know me, I'm not one that can like magically release everything and, you know, in an instant. It's a process.
Right.
So now, whenever he feels the pain in his shoulder, he can stop and think, what am I thinking about today? What is causing my shoulder to hurt again? And then he can identify it, write it down, and kind of, and there will always be in a common factor, you know, that goes through the whole process. A lot had to do with him was that he had such an expressive, creative side when he was little, but he was told by his father, no, you must stay, you know, in the business world, you must stay earning money and stuff like that. So whenever he had to pay the bills or had stress of the real world, the shoulder would start hurting because he wasn't finding the balance between the creative side and the dominant logical side. You know, so it's just a matter of finding balance within our body and understanding it, and then where that pain is showing up. If it's your left side, your right side, has meaning and symbology to it.
That's absolutely fascinating, and that is so common that we don't follow our authentic self and our authentic path because we've been told, you know, that type of path, a creative path or something else, it can't make you any money. You have to be logical. You have to be practical and go get a job. Be an accountant, you know. go get a job that makes you steady money. You need the steady money. You need the steady income. But as we're pushing down what our talents are, I mean, if he's very talented artistically, that's a God-given talent. Those talents we have were given to us for a purpose. One thing that I love to tell my clients, and they usually light up if they've never heard this before, is that all of us come here with a purpose. You know, you, Michelle, myself, and everybody out there listening, we all come with a purpose to this world. And we are the only one who could fully fulfill the purpose that we were put here for. So when we don't step into that purpose, that is missing here in this world. And
right.
To me, that's a really
right.
deep thing. If you think about that, I would think about that. It kind of blows your mind. It shows that we are not insignificant, that we are so, so important.
Correct. Yeah, and then that's when people, you know, have depression and they have physical ailments, you know, can even be as severe as cancer, you know, when they're not living out their life purpose and they're holding back and allowing these thought patterns and these emotions to overtake them. It's a full body, mind, body, spirit healing. That, you know, you need everything to come in sync and really, really express your life purpose.
Yeah, that's a good point about the depression, because in the depression, it's like feeling that we don't matter, that nobody cares.
Right.
That what we do doesn't make a difference. And what we do absolutely makes a difference. Even if we're only sharing with one or two people, if you can change one person's life, just one person's life, wow, what a difference that makes, right? Well, that reminds me of a story that I heard. I was watching a documentary on TV about a famous singer, and I was able to remember her name. She sings that song. Now I'm going blank. It'll come back to me. I can't believe I've forgotten. She sings one of those crazy love songs when you've broken up and you're really angry. And I Can Survive. Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, yeah.
She sings the song I Can
okay.
Survive. Back in the 80s, back in the late 70s, early 80s. And they interviewed her, and I watched the interview on TV. And she was talking about her career, and she said one of the things that touched her most as a singer was she did a concert. This is way back in the 80s. And, you know, this is before email, this is before Facebook, before any of this stuff. And she received a letter in the mail after the concert from this lady. And the lady told her that she had decided she was going to commit suicide. And the last thing she was going to do was go to the concert because she had already bought the concert ticket, went by herself to see her in, live in concert. And she said that when she heard that song, I Will Survive, she decided she was not going to take her life. She decided that it was worth to go on. Isn't that powerful?
That is very powerful.
When she was telling the story on the TV interview, she was weeping because it's like to think that you could sing a song, and that song isn't one of the most serious songs in the world. People make fun of it, in a sense, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that lady that night needed to hear that. Needed to hear that it's okay, that you can break up, that you can lose love, that awful things happen, you know, to you, but you can survive. So I'll never forget that story. And the reason I tell it is because each one of us has that impact on people. We just don't always see it, and we may never know. You know, we may never
right.
get a letter or an email or anything, but that's the impact that we can have as we live our life out in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So, Michelle, is there one more thing that you'd like to say to a listener? Maybe someone who thinks, oh, my life is so messed up and I have so many negative thought patterns. There's no way that I can get over this and change my life. What would you say to them?
I can completely understand that after having a friend, you know, that actually committed suicide. But the big thing about it is that if they can understand that we're all here to help each other and reach out, it's when we become isolated and we remove ourselves that we feel so hopeless and feel that people don't understand. There are so many people out there, and it is absolutely amazing how everybody is, you know, you've got one person that, you know, is dealing with the death of a child that day, and another person that's dealing with suicide, and another one that's lost their job. I mean, there's so many people out there, and if we help each other and we bond together and we understand the compassion and then understand people how to look past that and how to really see this beautiful energy that we are, we can give each other gifts, meaning like I know a boy who survived a very tragic drunk driving accident, and he survived it, and he has physical damage from it, but he's going to go out and use his voice to empower kids not to drink and drive, you know, and instead of, you know, going to a shell and cutting himself off from the world from anything that has happened to him and going with the fear, he's empowering himself to do that and empowering his words because this is part of his journey. And
wow.
I think that, you know, that can really help everybody when, yes, you can. You can. If you want to change your story, you can change your story. It's just a matter of wanting to do it. And, yeah, you got to put in the work. You got to work on changing your thoughts and so forth. But you don't have to do it alone. That's the big thing.
That's such a wonderful message, Michelle. And I actually had isolated myself for a long time. Even after becoming a coach, I was quite isolated, but the last few years I've been breaking out and meeting people like you, extending love, and that's what it takes. We have to be able, willing, and brave enough, and that's why I call this show Dare to Be Authentic, to extend love to others, because the more we extend that, the more it comes to us. Thank you so much, Michelle, for being on the show with me today. It was absolutely fabulous having you.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Very good. And for the listener, we will be back next Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, for the next airing of Dare to Be Authentic.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.